Hello and welcome back to the MRX Lab podcast brought to you by FlexMR, where we investigate and explore topics on the fringes of market research. I'm your host, Chris Martin, and today we're going to be talking about the slow movement, slow programming, slow journalism, and whether the concept of moving at a lesser pace has relevance to market research. I think it's best to approach this topic first by looking at what the slow movement is and identifying a couple of relevant examples. The origins of the movement itself are murky, although it's often attributed to a 1986 protest against the opening of a McDonald's in the Piazza di Spagna of Rome. Since then, it's grown into what has been described as a cultural revolution against the notion that faster is always better. It's not a philosophy about doing everything at a snail's pace, but rather at the right speed, doing everything as well as possible, not as fast as possible. Over the years, the philosophy has been applied to a wide range of topics, from cinema to fashion, medicine to parenting, technological innovation to travel. Personally, I first became aware of the movement after being introduced to a magazine called Delayed Gratification. This new-centric quarterly publication proudly billed itself as the world's first slow journalism magazine. Rather than seek out the latest news or break new stories, the publication instead revisits the events of the past 3 months to offer in-depth, thoughtful, and independent reflections. And it was this, really, that made me wonder whether market research needed, or indeed deserved, a similar reaction against the frantic takeover of Agile. Sure, Agile is not just about being fast, but it's certainly either an important part or a byproduct, depending on who you speak to. In fact, my colleague Heather ran a poll on LinkedIn the other day. It asked insights professionals what Agile meant most to them. 1 in 5 voted for quick and fast. So the speed aspect is certainly not something that can be ignored. But will a deliberate rejection of Agile even achieve anything? Well, before I go any further, I should point out I'm not against Agile methodologies, not at all. I know they have a value, I know they have a place. I've experienced it all firsthand. However, I also think it's important to remember that the core principle of the slow movement is doing everything at the right speed. If Agile is right, then it's right. And if it's not, what are the alternatives? Perhaps we can look to a similar practice for answers, specifically the field of marketing. Some of the most natural marketing instincts are to desire a product to go viral, to sell out, to bring in more revenue faster. Instant and readily available advertising, facilitated by online and digital spaces, have only amplified this competitive and the need for speed. But it all comes at a cost. And perhaps the best explanation I've heard of slow marketing is that it's about making a business based on genuine human connection. It's about marketing a business and its people in a way that doesn't feel like selling out, like selling your soul. It's about building trusted, long-lasting brands, about being valuable, using knowledge and intuition, about picking the most effective ways to utilize time so that we can do some living in between building a business. Simplicity, purpose, knowledge, humanity all have a role to play in it. But the important learning is that while sometimes marketing can provide quick wins and instant relevance, they're not the foundations upon which a brand is built. Purpose and value cannot be developed in the time it takes to create and run a digital advertising campaign or react to current events with well-timed PR. Everything should be done at the right pace. If we apply the same philosophy to market research, I think we come to a conclusion That's obvious, but severely overlooked. Quick, fast, and reactive research has a place, but so does deliberately slower and more reflective research. Like the journalists of delayed gratification, there's much we can learn in retrospective. Quarterly reflections on events after they have happened and customers have had time to process their feelings about an experience can be equally, if not more valuable, than in-the-moment feedback. In fact, the idea shares a lot of similarities with the slow science branch of thinking. Taking the same general principles, this amounts to the belief that science should be a steady, methodical process, and that scientists should not be expected to provide quick fixes for society's problems. It suggests science should be supportive of curiosity-driven research and oppose performance targets. I find this particularly interesting, though in the case of insight and market research, sometimes impractical, because market research and insight professionals operate in inherently commercial environments, so it's impossible, or at least very difficult, to wholly reject the structure of performance and target achievement. But slow research doesn't need to reject such principles in their entirety. Instead, I think there's value in segregating our time, in finding the space between projects and always-on customer feedback to switch off for a short period and not be influenced by the here and now. Such time could be used to look back over a period of research, whether that's quarterly or yearly, and to seek out the insights that weren't as obvious at the time. There should always be learnings, whether they are consumer-focused or maybe even about the research process itself. Alternatively, I think it's also possible to actively pursue research projects at a slower pace. While, yes, much of the technology and many of the tools available are not geared towards this purpose, we still have everything we need to make it happen. A focus on ethnography, anthropology, sociology, and observation over asking. Even diaries, interviews, focus groups, and creative tasks can be retooled to search for a holistic customer view, rather than the narrow circumstances and interactions we commonly focus on. I'm sure there's more ways to apply slow principles too. I'd actually love to hear if you've had any experiences with this kind of research and what the results have been. Feel free to leave a comment below or to reach out to me on Twitter at CJ_24K. But that does bring me to the end of today's episode. I want to thank you this time for tuning in to the MRX Lab podcast. Remember, you can subscribe to be notified when we publish new episodes on your favourite podcasting service, and you can check out our show notes at www.fletsamar.net. Just head over to the Resource Centre and choose Podcast from the drop-down menu. While we are out of time today, I will see you in a few weeks, where we'll be talking about the principles of economics and just how much market theory insight professionals should be expected to know.